This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now let's welcome in a man who did play for Todd Bowles when he was the head coach of the Jets and recently was a part of his defense as he won a Super Bowl 2 years ago and was still on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last season. That's defensive lineman Steve McClendon. Steve, appreciate the time. How you been?
Man, I've been well, man. Constantly staying at it, training every single day, and also running the business at the gym. But I've been doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Are you planning on playing football this year?
Absolutely, man. When I told my teammates, my coaches, that I would love to play one more year and to give it one more shot to win a Super Bowl. So right now, that's the reason why I'm training, man. I'm absolutely training for the upcoming season. And hopefully waiting on that call to come back to Tampa to go seek another Super Bowl.
So I got to ask you this. Yesterday, when you saw the news did come down that B.A. was going to be retiring from coaching and going to the front office, what were your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I love B.A., and I also love Todd Bowles. And I love the organization, man. So they did something to keep both guys, to make both guys not just happy, but those guys been together for a long time. And I'm still see B.A. as a coach. I'm gonna still see Todd Bowles as a coach, and I understand Todd Bowles the head coach, and I'm super excited for him. But I feel like as the organization, as a team, man, that was another win. That was just another win for both sides. BA know what it looks like. He's been doing it for a long time. Coach Bowles know what it looks like. He's been doing it for a long time. I mean, they have been a very dynamic duo working together these years in the league. And for me to see it, I mean, I'm always able to witness greatness within the two men, and I just love being a part of everything that they have built, everything they stand for. Like I said, they're two great human beings, man. It's absolutely amazing. Like I said, at the end of the day, regardless how it looked to anyone else, I feel like it was a win for both sides.
Were you surprised by it yesterday when the news did come down?
Not really. Surprised because we know everybody knows Todd Bowles is a head coach and was a head coach in waiting, and everybody understands that BA's been doing it for a long time. But we know BA loves the sport, loves the game, so it wasn't a shock, but it was just like I said, it was exciting. I know it was exciting for BA, and I know it was exciting for Coach Bowles. So I just think it was just a great win all the way around for both sides.
Well, the surprising part to me is that Brady comes back. And you guys have a Super Bowl team in Tampa. It's like you would think BA would want to coach this group, but I guess the succession plan, like he said, was just so important to give Todd the keys to the franchise when the Ferrari's still looking good and not run down.
This is my thing. I still think BA is still a coach. He's still going to help out. He's still going to do things with football. Like, that's what BA does. But Coach Bowles is a hell of a coach as well. So, I just feel like, man, they still together. We still see them together. And, like, I'm big on the word team. And the word team says together everyone achieves more. And they're still going to be working together. They're going to do things together. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Steve McClendon here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. What do you like so much about Todd Bowles? You got a chance to play for him when he was the head coach with the Jets, and then the last 2 years you got to reconnect when he was the DC in Tampa. On this second go-around, what makes you think he'll be very successful as a head coach?
Man, just how he operates with his business. Coach Bowles is like a mentor to me. So anything he say or do, I'm always trying to soak it up and just listen and just be ears and eyes to watch greatness. I just love everything about him. He has taught me so much about being a man, about being a father, just about being great in so many different other areas of life. So with him being a head coach, I think what he done for our defense, he'll do for the rest of the team as well. He's a very, very smart man. He takes this serious, but he understands it's a business, and he understands that you have to have fun with it. But when you step into that facility with Coach Bowles, or on the defensive side of the ball, when you step in there, you know when we're working, we're working, and when we break, we break. And that's one thing I love about him. He doesn't put anything past anybody. He know what you can do really well. He know what you can't do. He don't hold anything like that against you. He just wants you to be the best version of yourself absolutely every single day. And to see Coach Bowles, how he communicates, he acts with the coaches, the players, just with the organization, how he carries himself as a man, as a husband, as a father, man, it's just absolutely amazing for me. And I just feel like success just follows people and men, and not just men, but men, women that have that type of characteristic.
Talking to Steve McClendon right now. When you get to Tom Brady, I know he's now, obviously everyone knows he's back with Tampa Bay, but when he at first elected to walk away and have that retirement post, did that catch you by surprise?
I mean, nothing's really surprising me at this point. So I know Brady's been playing for a while, but I just look at it like this. At some point, he's gonna be tired, but I just didn't think it was the end. I that was just my belief. I didn't think it was the end, and he came back, and he's back. And like I always tell people, you have an 80% chance of when Brady's on your team.
Especially with the year that he had last year. You look back at what you guys, I know you're coming off a Super Bowl, but he's only getting older. How he had led the league in passing yards and passing touchdowns, it shouldn't surprise anyone. We know he's the GOAT, but, man, it's just another feather in the cap for him.
Yeah, man. And like I said, just what he brings to the organization, the team, his mentality, his mindset, and he's different. I always tell people, man, like, yeah, you call him the GOAT. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not going to call him no GOAT. I'm not going to call him no animal. I'm going to call him the greatest of all time, and I'm going to give him that respect. And, like, I always say, man, he's the first ballot. We have an opportunity to play with a first ballot Hall of Famer absolutely every single day, whether it's in practice, walkthroughs, or a game. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, man. And every moment, second, time, day, whatever it is that you have an opportunity to witness that type of greatness, man, be thankful for, because everybody don't get that opportunity.
There's been a lot of conversation out there that B.A. and Tom Brady didn't have a good relationship, and this is Brady forcing Bruce Arians out. What do you respond to that since you were in the locker room the last 2 years?
I mean, they talked all the time, so, man, that's just talk. I don't believe in that. What I do believe in is, man, they won a championship together. They communicated well together. They laughed together. They hugged together. Man, they are like, you know, I'm not going to say like brothers, but they have a very close relationship. But anything like that, man, that's just not who those two guys are. So I don't believe it.
How do you go through just looking back at this past season? You guys won a Super Bowl the year before. You're down 27-3 in the playoff game. Brady leads that comeback, and then the defense just came up short at the end. Just what was the feeling amongst that team after the loss against the Rams in the playoffs?
And we looked around at each other, and basically was just like, man, we worked really hard to come back, and we just didn't finish. And it was very hurtful, because we know this team would never look the same again. You know, it was very tough to bring all those guys back, but to do it 2 years in a row, that was very difficult. But I just say, man, moving forward, having the opportunity to go back and play with those guys once again is nothing short of than a blessing. It's nothing short of than amazing. And like we all cried and hugged after the game. But man, it's a new season, it's a new time, new day, and we move on from that. And you grow from it, and just be willing and ready to, when it's time to kick back off, wherever everybody's at, man, just be ready to prepare and take this season seriously to win a championship, regardless if you're on the Bucks or somewhere else. And that's how I look at it. Like, it's a new day, a new year. You can't dwell on the past. All you can do is push forward to the future and what's to come.
I know, Steve McClendon, you said you want to play another season and you're hoping to get that call from Tampa Bay. If the call doesn't come from Tampa Bay, will that be it for you? Would you consider playing for someone else this year?
I'm really not sure yet. I'm really not sure yet. So we'll cross that bridge when it comes. So I'm really not sure yet.
Well, good luck the rest of the offseason. We hope to see you back in Tampa Bay. And if not, it's been a heck of a career for you in the NFL. And I did like you getting your first career interception this year. That was a good moment, right?
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. But I appreciate everything. And like I said, man, I'm just super thankful. I'm super blessed. And it's been fun. And I'm going to keep striving for greatness.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.